Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Bitcoin has been talked about for quite some time now. And I know some people that are invested in it. And some have sold out and got out before they think it's going to crash. And others think it's the next big thing around global economics. To talk to us a little bit more about this in layman's terms about Bitcoin, the author of the book, The Bitcoin Bride, Chris Brady, is here with us. Chris, thank you so much for being with me.
Glad to be on. Thanks.
So, all right, layman's terms, you've got a fun new book out talking about Bitcoin, how it works, what it's all about. And I see what Bitcoin's worth about $57,000 now. Is that one Bitcoin? I mean, if that's the case, if I'm buying groceries this weekend, that's going to be tough to get some change.
Yeah, Bitcoin, the one thing everybody should know is you can buy individual little tiny slices of Bitcoin. You don't have to buy a full Bitcoin, so you don't have to buy something that's $57,000.
Okay. So what is that? What are they called, little Bitcoinettes?
Well, you can slice it down to 100 million, which is 8 decimal points, 0.00, go out 8 zeros to the 1, and it's called a Satoshi after the anonymous inventor of Bitcoin, so one Satoshi.
All right. So honestly, this is so crazy to me. You hear about these types of different values and currencies. I remember somebody had told me about something called the Dinard from overseas that was supposed to come to fruition and never did. And the person invested money in a Dinard and lost a bunch of money on it. So talk to us about the beginning of Bitcoin, why people are invested in it, and is it really sustainable? Is it something that's not going away?
Yeah, well, Bitcoin we're approaching the 13th year, so it's been around quite a while. Something called the Lindy effect predicts that the longer something is around, the longer you can predict it to survive. So it's gone through its infancy, it's gone through its it's entering into its adolescence now. But it's important to understand why Bitcoin was invented. It represents the invention of non-government money, and it's a separation of money and state. And the reason at the point of its development right now, Bitcoin is an insurance policy against government spending. Individuals are subject to inflation through all this government overspend, and Bitcoin is a controlled quantity that can't be inflated. So it's a very safe store of value that won't be inflated or tampered with.
But I also hear people talk about the risk involved in investing in Bitcoin.
Well, Bitcoin is very volatile. Its price swings around a lot. But if you zoom back and look at it like any asset class, and it is, it's the invention of a new asset class. If you zoom back, its appreciation over the years outruns anything else. If you go back just 5 years, Bitcoin has appreciated 8,000%, where gold's only gone up 40% in that same time frame, and the S&P 500 has only gone up 124%. In that same time frame. So people shouldn't confuse volatility with risk.
Well, when you talk about investing in Bitcoin, and the only reference I really have is the stock market, is that a good comparison? And what types of things do you have to watch out for to make sure that you're doing the right thing? Or is Bitcoin, like you said, always going to be on a trajectory in the right direction?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And of course, all investing carries risks, and everybody has to do their own work for their own particular situation. But Bitcoin, there will only ever be 21 million Bitcoins. That's what makes it so unique. The U.S. dollar is being debased, meaning they're printing so much more of it so rapidly that they're stealing the value out of the dollars that we hold. And it's an invisible taxation. And worse than that, inflation is a regressive taxation. It's the opposite of the Robin Hood effect, where it hurts the poor, and because the rich have assets and investments, it helps the rich. Bitcoin is a way out of that mess, even for the little guy. You can buy as little as a dollar's worth of Bitcoin and know that the supply of it will not be tampered with. It can't ever be more than that 21 million. And that's unique in the investing world. It's really the invention of not only digital scarcity, But what you would say is digital finitude. There's just no, you can't make any more of it.
All right. If I wanted to put, let's say, $5,000 into Bitcoin right now, just as a side investment to see how it goes, maybe play with it a little bit. I'm new to this. Any thoughts for people listening that say, hey, you know what, maybe I'll give it a try here as cautionary type of tips?
Yeah, and that is what I would recommend. And I wrote the book, The Bitcoin Bride, to try to explain this to people who are uninitiated, who haven't been exposed to this yet, in a fun story that puts these principles across, is to just dip your toe in the water. Buy a little bit, start following the market, see how it goes. There's a lot of very simple apps you can use to get started. You sign up for them a lot like you would a brokerage account at TD Ameritrade or something like that. And you just buy a few dollars worth and start to follow it and track it. And then, as you said earlier, JP, it's a lot like securities where, you know, you want to hold for the long term, and it's very wise to buy over time. So you can buy little bits of Bitcoin over time.
So is there risk that if I put $5,000 into Bitcoin that in a year I could be down to 1,000, or is it not going to dip like that?
Well, yes, that's the volatility. The Bitcoin price swings around a lot. In any short-term period of time, it could go down a lot, but could also go up a lot. But you know the old saying, there's two certainties in life, death and taxes? I think there's a third one, government overspending. And people say, well, Chris, is Bitcoin going to go up in the next year? Well, I don't know, but I can guarantee government spending will go up. And as long as they keep doing that, little people like you and I need a place to park our money where it's safe.
So Bitcoin to me sounds like a long-term investment, not something for day traders.
Well, because of that volatility we've been talking about, day traders can feast on that. But I'm not a day trader, and I would never encourage anyone to trade like that. I'm a long-term buy and holder.
Yeah. All right. Interesting. The book, once again, is called The Bitcoin Bride. If you'd like to find out more, the author, Chris Brady. Chris, thanks. I appreciate you. Maybe I'll step out next year on this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.